These bandanas make it hurt. Welcome to the Breaking Down the Bytes podcast. Interested in the IT field and looking for a way to break in? Are you a college student or looking for a career change? The IT industry is booming and has tons of opportunity. It's vast, complex, and can be overwhelming, but we can help. Come along as we break down some of the barriers as your insider to the tech industry.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this week's edition of Breaking Down the Bytes. That's right. You heard it right. If you listen to our last 5-minute episode, a couple changes here on the show, going through a little bit of a soft rebrand. Same great content, just a new name, logo, and a new co-host. Kyle is joining me, and we have some really cool stuff planned for the future of the show. Some more great guests, some more interactive things with you guys and gals, the audience, and just better all overall content going forward. So I'm your host, Pat. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Layer8Packet, and that is the number 8. And you can find the show on Twitter at Breaking Bytes Pod. We're actually pretty active on Twitter, so come say hello. Kyle, you're the new guy in the room. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, it's awesome. Glad to be part of this. It's going to be super cool going forward.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. We have some really cool stuff planned. Like I said, a little bit of a soft rebrand. So if you haven't listened to the previous episode, it's only about 5 minutes long. It's just me and Kyle sort of explaining what we're doing going forward and some of the rebrand stuff. So go listen to that. And then that episode will set you up nicely for this one. So this episode, we are talking some of our favorite free to low cost content. So just to kind of set the stage a little bit, personally, Kyle, I think in the last couple of years, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years, the amount of free content, or at least low cost out there in the IT space, has just absolutely boomed. I mean, I think part of that is because it's so easy nowadays to be a content creator, right? I mean, basically people live on their cell phones and the cell phone has a record button and you can record anywhere, wherever you're at, and throw thoughts out there on the interwebs in the ethereal, right? And basically call yourself a content creator. So a lot of companies have really taken that to heart and really built their platforms around free to low cost content out there. So I think in the last couple of years, it's absolutely boomed, and that's only benefited the beginner, right? The folks trying to break in to the industry, because you and I didn't have that when we were in college together and trying to figure out what the hell we wanted to do with the rest of our lives. We didn't have any of this free content. So yeah, it's just incredible. The space has really boomed, and I'm just curious to get your thoughts on that space and kind of going forward.
Oh yeah, it's definitely almost pulled a 180. I mean, we had to buy books and sit in lectures and just talk about it and play around. And now it's screen capture software is built into most operating systems. Everything's got a camera on it. Everybody's got a cell phone or a laptop or something like that. And you just record yourself doing something and post it on the internet and people watch it if it's something interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it's sort of coupled with the social media growth that's been going on the last few years, right? The TikToks, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the you name it, right? Whatever social platform it's out there, you can pretty much get an audience across. So it just depends on where, what space you live in and who's going to listen to you. But free content across all sorts of mediums, right? You have YouTube is obviously the big one, the big elephant in the room. YouTube is a phenomenal resource for people trying to get free content. Podcasts like this one and so many others, just trying to help folks break into the industry, whether that's through various different mediums. This one just happens to be a podcast. So there's a ton of good podcasts out there. Kind of we're in that space of helping folks trying to get over some hills. Websites, right? Full-blown platforms out there, and obviously websites and internet in general is obviously a big one. And then you have like stuff like workshops and just individual people putting out like courses, and they put out a couple per year or whatever, whether that's through an email distro list or whatever. But the workshops are there and are really good, like lunch and learns and all that sort of stuff. All that exists, and it's amazing to see how far that's come over the last couple of years. So I figured this would be a good episode to talk about some of our favorite ones. Kyle and I have been around quite a bit, and we've seen some come and go, and we put some of the best ones together in the room here, and we're going to kind of talk about them and give a little shout out. So we're not getting paid for any of this. We're not sponsored by any of this. Now, that's not to say we can't be sponsored. So if we mention your name in here and you want to do something, come at us, man. It's all good. But no, and we sort of broke it down by specialty, if you will. So area, whatever you want to call it. So they're grouped by their likeness. So first one out of the gate for me, is, like I said, one of the hottest industries out there right now is cybersecurity. The first one on the bat is the Cyber Mentor, TCM. They have some amazing content for some low-cost stuff out there. Those guys over there are just doing unbelievable work in the cyberspace and trying to train as many people as they can. Shout out to Zach Hill. He was on the show a few weeks ago. Zach is part of that TCM crew over there. He also runs his own YouTube channel, IT Career Question. So he's very similar to what we're doing here. So we're all in the sort of the same space. So Zach, Dakota Snow from Bearded IT Dad, us, we're all in that, trying to help beginners break it into the scene sort of thing. So go support those guys. Those guys are great. Dakota was also on the show a few episodes back. He's a great guy, runs a live YouTube channel, is live every week. So go check him out. He's the Bearded IT Dad on YouTube. But anyway, getting back to TCM, Zach joined us a few weeks ago, talked about it. The stuff that they're doing over there at TCM is awesome. He's really good. So they're over at thecybermentor.com. And again, they have classes and all kinds of courses you can take. And it's cybersecurity geared. Also in the cybersecurity space, or security space, I should say, Try Hack Me, Hack the Box, right? Try Hack Me has really gained some steam over the last couple of years. Sign up for an account. It's relatively cheap. There is a free tier. And I personally have a account on Try Hack Me, and I paid for the year, but there is a free tier that you don't necessarily have to pay for. But Try Hack Me is a full-blown sandbox platform where you can basically learn to hack, do all the bad stuff, but you're in your own box, in your own world, in your own sandbox, and you can't hurt anybody else. So, but they also have rooms that you basically just go through, and they're like little workshops or whatever. You kind of work through whatever room vulnerability that you're interested in or whatever, that they have all that. And then they also have like different like capture the flag exercises, things of that nature. It's all there, all kinds of crazy stuff. So Try Hack Me is great. Hack the Box is another one. They have basically the same thing. They're competitors. I have an account on both. I tend to use Try Hack Me a little more just because I'm more familiar with the platform, but they're both great. It just depends on what preference you have. And they, like I said, full-blown labs. They walk through it all. It's unbelievable to actually see what an actual hack is, right? Or what you're trying to attack and that sort of thing. So if you want to be a good guy trying to stop the bad guys, then you have to know how that attack plays out. Those two sites are great to get your hands dirty with some of the underbelly of the cybersecurity world. Tons of great stuff over there as well. Do you have anything to add to that, Kyle? Have you used any of these?
Yeah, you actually got me turned on to Try Hack Me. I just got in and I was like, this is... it's fun. It breaks a lot of the data and the hacks down into like nice little adjustable chunks. And you're like, you actually get to play out a hack.
Yeah, like, that's important.
In front of you, and like all hands on, like, you can see what happens when you start executing certain commands or find a vulnerability. And it's super cool.
Yep. Yeah, that's really cool stuff out there. So, and like I said, I know they, it's funny, Try Hack Me, they run a Christmas, like a month of December. It's like a month long sort of contest or whatever. And as you complete rooms and as you complete these labs and stuff, like you get your name entered in for more prizes. And that's usually giveaways of some sort or some swag or whatever, that kind of thing. But it's a whole month long thing. And they basically, they build a program to last a whole month, and everybody does the same program. It just depends on how far you get. And obviously the further you get and the more involved you are, the more chance you are to win said giveaways and swag and things of that nature. But it's Christmas theme. So like last year it was like, oh, Santa's ready to go on his thing. And you know, somebody hacked the elves database and blah, blah, blah. And it's like they really play up a good storyline there, and it keeps you interested. So really cool stuff from both of those platforms over there. Try Hack Me, Hack the Box, and then TCM, those guys over there doing some really cool stuff, the Cyber Mentor. So go check those out if you're in the cyber security space, if you're really interested in that. There's some really good avenues there. And the other thing too about all of this stuff, not just necessarily those two sites, you meet other like-minded people. And honestly, the best way to get your foot in the door in most cases is by networking with people that are in your like-minded space. Especially for us here at the show, we meet so many different people on Twitter and Facebook, and they just interact with us. And at the time of this recording, it's middle of June, and Cisco Live just ended today in Las Vegas. And shout out to my boss and a coworker that was out there for the 4 days. It looks like they had a blast, and got some really good knowledge out of that. But like, for example, like we communicate with all these people on Twitter, and you get to know these people in the cyberspace, in the looking at the screen, and you interact with them daily, almost daily, and you really get to know them and whatnot. And then a conference like Cisco Live was the perfect platform to go out and meet these people in real life. So it's a lot about who you network with. It's a lot about the connections you make, whether on LinkedIn or Twitter or whatever platform you tend to connect over. But, you know, meet everybody and anybody that you can. Who knows what kind of doors are going to open and what happens. So the bigger you are out there in the space, if somebody has an opening coming their way or they know their company's hiring for XYZ, they're more likely to think of you because they interact with you almost daily and they know who you are. They can vouch for you. You're a good person, whatever. And it's just about opportunity. I don't know if Kyle has anything on that as well. Yeah. I think that's huge.
Nobody knows everything. It's great to network, talk, ideas, collaborate and stuff like that. That's always a good thing to do. Conferences, like you said, are wonderful for that. You can find some new things, maybe even different ways to approach a topic too. Just get some fresh thoughts.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, so I would say do all the networking you can, meet everybody in your space, talk to people. Some of the bigger ones out there can really open some doors and just connect with them on a human level, and who knows what happens. So that's a thing too. No matter what space you're in, that goes for everybody. It's not just the security space that we just ran them off, but all these spaces have amazing communities. So I would suggest being a part of all of them if you can. They're large spaces, but be a part of all of them, and you know what's the worst that can happen. So moving on in the next space for the networking nerds like Kyle and I, obviously the big one in the room, right, for networking is going to be Cisco. They're still the elephant in the room for good or for bad. David Bomble always has some great courses on his CCNA stuff through Udemy and his own YouTube channel. So he's got a great YouTube channel. Network Chuck is another one. He's got a great YouTube channel. Professor Messer is also a great one. His YouTube channel is awesome. That's his main bread and butter, but he's in the CompTIA space. So your trifecta, right? The big three, A+, NetPlus, and SecPlus. So yeah, Professor Messer, Network Chuck, David Bomball, all those guys have some really great content that are helping the early on folks out there in their careers. So anything, getting your hands on stuff like Cisco Labs, right? So Cisco DevDet has a complete site out there to spin up virtual labs in their own sandboxes, and you get to play around with their stuff without investing thousands of dollars into actual gear. So, and it is literally thousands of dollars. So like Kyle, I'm sure you remember, like when we were, cause Kyle and I actually went to college together and we did our CCNA or the Cisco Networking Academy together. We were in the same class, and to try and get our hands onto Cisco stuff at that time was nearly impossible. And it was like, oh, it was painful. Like you had to literally sit in the lab on campus to actually play with any of this stuff outside of class hours. So, but that's not the case today, right? The you literally go to Cisco's DevNet site or Packet Tracer, or which is a Cisco product as well. It's free. And that stuff is literally at your fingertips of anything that Cisco, I shouldn't say anything, but vast majority of Cisco products now can be offered or at least labbed up inside Cisco's DevNet sandboxes. So, I mean, you could literally go for days on that stuff. Like, anything Cisco product is there. And really, if Cisco, you kind of know it all. Like, it's just moving from vendor to vendor is the nomenclature and the terminology is different, but the underlying technology is basically the same, right? TCP is TCP. No matter if you get it through a Juniper, a Cisco, a Aruba, any of those, it's all TCP. So labs are great in that space on Cisco DevNet. Packet Tracer is another one if you get your hands on it. I think that's free now to everybody, Kyle. I don't know if, I don't think you have to have like special permissions through like the Cisco Academy to download that. I think it's free for everybody now, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. I think you just have to make a Cisco account and you can get access into
Sweet.
It.
Yeah. So that's cool too. Cisco Packet Tracer is probably a little more suited for the newer folks that are newer to Cisco. And it's sort of a watered down version, but it gets the job done as far as teaching you some of the basics, at least getting some gear spun up and you can kind of fool around in a bubble. So big fans of those. And truth be told, my new job now, we're a very heavy Cisco shop. And before I do anything, like they're interested in a product of Cisco's, whatever that is, I go to the DevNet site and see if I can play with it in a lab. So that way I'm not breaking stuff in potential production to push this button and see what it does sort of thing. So that helps me as well from a everyday perspective of trying to get my head around all the Cisco gear. So big plus for that. And then kind of moving along to the cloud folks, for everyone that has their heads in the clouds, Cloud Guru is an amazing place to start for your cloud career. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they're part of Pluralsight now, but I think you can just get a Cloud Guru account. I don't believe you have to do both, but don't quote me on that. I'm not exactly sure, but a Cloud Guru is a great place to start. They cover all things cloud across the big three providers, right? AWS, Azure, and then Google Cloud Platform, or GCP for short. Also, if you're really focused on the AWS side of things, Adrian Cantrill, I think that's how you say his name. I hope I didn't butcher it. Cantrill has some amazing courses out there on his website for the AWS-centered folks. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, AWS still has the biggest market share in the cloud space. I don't know what the numbers are now, but I believe they're still the biggest one. So obviously you can't go wrong with AWS. Cloud is huge nowadays, right? You can't go wrong with the cloud. And that's cloud. And the cloud just, it isn't just virtualizing servers and spinning them up and off you go. Like, there's way more to the cloud than just virtualizing, taking what's in your data center and then virtualizing it in the cloud somewhere. Like, there's all kinds of stuff in the cloud. So there's a lot to learn in there. So there's multiple pieces of that. So cloud's going to be huge in the next couple of years, securing the public cloud. And when I say public cloud, I mean providers like AWS, Azure, GCP. I think Oracle has a public cloud. Alibaba has a public cloud. HP has some form of cloud, that sort of thing. So securing those type of public clouds is going to be huge as well. But the public cloud also comes with their own sort of nomenclatures with other products. So like, it's not just SQL databases anymore. It's Mongo database and Cosmos. And there's other players in the space now as well, because they're cloud native. They're built for the cloud. So it's not like you're just virtualizing your SQL server and throwing it up there and calling it a day. There's other options there too. There's a whole networking aspect to the cloud that is just absolutely booming with load balancers. And now everyone's sort of making a cloud native or a cloud ready networking gear. So firewalls and SD-WAN boxes, things of that nature. So it takes some of the complexity out of it too, out of virtualizing all that and trying to fit. Sometimes when you virtualize stuff, you're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole sort of thing. So the cloud is just absolutely booming. You can't go wrong with any of the cloud stuff that's out there. So Cloud Guru is a big place to start for that. And then obviously, you know, some of the other ones there, but Cloud Guru and Adrian Cantrill, he's got some great courses on there if you're in the AWS space. So Kyle, anything on that moving forward?
That's all you. You're the cloud guy.
Now don't go spreading rumors. No, I think the cloud's it's obviously here. It's here to stay, right? It's not new anymore. It's not this fringe idea. It's totally here. It's just, it's amazing what's going on up there in the cloud. And you just can't go wrong. So big fan of the cloud. I think most places now are more comfortable with the hybrid model. Kyle, I don't know what you're seeing out there, but like obviously a brick and mortar data center plus some things in the cloud, right? Whether that be applications, whether it be, you know, storage, AI or machine learning, any of that kind of stuff. I think there's room for hybrid there to play in both worlds.
It's a nice mix to be had with taking some out multiple sites, outsource it, push it off in the cloud. Yeah.
If you do it right. Yep, agreed. That space is only getting bigger. For the sysadmins out there, for you Microsoft heads, Microsoft actually themselves has some great courses out there on their learning website. And it is heavily geared towards Azure, but there are, which is their cloud platform, obviously, but it has other things on there as well. So Active Directory or SQL or anything Microsoft products, Power BI, that sort of thing. It has training and courses and stuff on there. I'm actually going through a Microsoft learning module right now for Azure. So just trying to learn a little bit more, and it's free. There's nothing to it. You just have to have a Microsoft account. So obviously if they want this stuff to take off, they're going to have to give you some training on it. So if they make the training free, people take advantage of that. So, and then they're more likely to use that service. So I think that's a smart move on Microsoft's part to kind of throw that out there. And they built the bridge, and you just got to walk across it and that sort of thing. So has some great stuff out there on their learning website. And there's a whole bunch of stuff out there. It's just me, I'm going towards the Azure stuff and the basic stuff. So trying to learn what's out there and whatnot, because I previously came from an AWS world. So AWS now to Azure is a little bit different. So just trying to learn the names and the nuances and nomenclature of the Azure world. So some good stuff on there. Coding folks, so kids that want to be coders, software programmers and all that kind of stuff. I personally, I don't have the mind for that. That stuff drives me crazy, to be honest with you. And I'm one of those guys that, like, in the network world, like Python and Ansible and the automation stuff is starting to make its way into the world. And I can, like, I barely can read a Python script. Like, if you put one in front of me, I can make it out and be like, okay, yes, this is doing this. I can follow it. But, like, have me actually, like write a script for a purpose, I'm completely lost. I just don't have that sort of brain. And it's just, maybe that's just where I'm at in my career. And I don't necessarily, not that I don't like it. I will learn at some point. It's just, it's the future. I have to. Not that you're going to drag me kicking and screaming, but there's just other things that I'm learning at the moment that Python and the automation stuff is taking a back seat, but I just don't have that sort of brain for it. My brain can't follow the structure. I don't know. Maybe that'll change one day down the road, but that's where I'm at in my life at the moment. Kyle, are you any good with like Python or any of that kind of stuff? I know you were sort of talking about it a little while ago.
Yeah, that seems to be the way that I've seen everything going. It's a lot of Ansible now for to deploy this, you know, just use Ansible for everything. And I was like, that seems pretty awesome. Been working on Python for a few months now, just free time. It's like you said, everything seems to be going that way with coding and writing scripts for things and stuff like that. So it's like, be a nice tool for my tool belt to be able to use.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. So anyway, for you software and coding folks, Code Academy is the big one out there. It's a great place to start your coding journey, right? CodeAcademy.com. If you're more interested in the Python language stuff or Ansible, Kirk Byers has an amazing Python course. I think he does Python and Ansible mainly. And he runs courses like, I think, 4 times a year. And that's done by email list. So I'm on the email list. I get his emails all the time. I think it's like an 8-part course or whatever. But I actually sort of went through one a couple years back, like loosely followed it. But then I got busy and forgot all of it. So I probably will go back. Probably this year, the next time he runs it, I will sign up for it again and have him kind of reteach me Python. So I really need to get to that. I sort of mentioned this earlier. Cisco DevNet also has a ton of info for their learning automation and code, infrastructure code, Git, that sort of thing. It's all on Cisco DevNet. Go check that stuff out as well if you're into that. A Solo Learn is also another option if you're interested in the coding and programming language. They have a free tier, but they also have a paid tier. So that's an option as well. So Code Academy and Solo Learn are sort of in the same lanes, if you will. And then obviously Kirk Byers is doing the independent thing by himself. And Cisco is obviously the Cisco is. So those are a couple options for the coding folk to really get your coding career off the ground there. The other one too, and this is sort of for the folks that are like the reading, like they actually absorb their knowledge through reading. I'm not a reader. I don't read. My wife, she reads like 100 books a year. I'm like, I don't know how you do it, but she's also a teacher and she reads for fun. I'm not a reader. I'm a video guy. I like to do outline style notes, labs, things of that nature. That's how my brain works. But if you're a reader and like to suck in the knowledge through the text and the words on pages, Kyle, you introduced me to this one, the Humble Bundle. That's kind of fun to say. A Humble Bundle platform has thousands of PDF style books, right? So you can buy them, download, take, you know, put them on your Kindle, whatever e-reader you're using, you know, and whatever. So there's a bunch of them out there. And I think, Kyle, you said most of that goes to charity, or how does that work?
Yeah, pretty much a percentage of it goes to charity. There's a little sliders when you make your purchase, you can kind of choose how that gets distributed among, you know, the different charities and the company itself, kind of deal like that. So you can, you know, if there's something that you particularly like, you can just like slide that to 70, 80, 90%, like all that's going over this. Yeah. But they get a lot of good, you know, every week, 2 weeks and stuff like that, the books that they have as part of the bundles kind of change. So 1 week it could be cybersecurity, the next it could be networking, then all Python, different coding, stuff like that. So, you know, if you just check it out every now and then, you find something that interests you.
Yeah, so you're learning something and you're donating to charity. That's a good 2-for-1 right there. So awesome stuff by that. Yeah, that's Humble Bundle, com. And all of these links, everything we've mentioned, will be in the show notes with links directly to them. Don't worry about memorizing them now. Just look at the show notes of this episode and we'll have links to all of that. So go check those out. And then you have your other platforms. If you're sort of not sure what to study for yet or what you're interested in, then, you know, we have trainings, and I've used almost all of these websites over the course of my career. You have sites like Pluralsight, which I said Pluralsight and Cloud Guru are now the one, you know, one company, if you will. Pluralsight, CBT Nuggets, INE.com, Udemy, Coursera, all of those stuff have massive libraries of stuff to dive into. So whatever you are interested in, if you're not sure what you're, just browse around, click on some videos that interest you and take a flyer on them. Often a lot of these sites, these platforms come with like some form of free trial. So whether that's a week, a month, whatever. And normally if you email them and just say, hey, I'm really interested in your platform, you know, what can you do? Or, you know, can you give me a free trial, blah, blah, blah. They're more than willing to throw out a week or whatever it is to, you know, to potentially rein you in. So yeah, so those more for the general, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know what I'm looking for. So those are a couple of sites, just kind of browse around and find what your sticking point is and kind of dive in head first. So like I said, I've used all of those over the course of my career, mainly Pluralsight, CBC Nuggets. I still have an INE.com subscription I pay for personally. And then company I'm with now pays for Udemy Business. So I'm taking some courses on there and that sort of thing too. So, and when I was at Rentokil, they had Pluralsight. So, and you know, when I was studying for CCNA, I had the CBT Nuggets. So I literally used all of them. It's good to see how far they've come. And a lot of these sites that now they have like built-in labs, right? So you're using, you know, again, they're in the cloud, right? You know, whatever, they hand you a lab, you get some real hands-on experience with the stuff, whatever you tend to be studying, you get a lab with it, and it's awesome. It's really great to see how this stuff has really evolved the last couple of years. So anything on that, Kyle?
I've also used CBT Nuggets, Coursera, Pluralsight, and they've all been super awesome. Udemy is the one that I kind of started with. They have a lot of like low cost kind of options that you can get into. Here's a course for $7-$8 or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's important too. I think all those sites have some sort of, you know, rating system tied to them, but Udemy being the one that's predominantly, you know, sort of driven on the rating side of things. But yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, a lot of these instructors and stuff that are on these platforms, you know, they have a Twitter, they have a Facebook or a LinkedIn. You know, and I reached out to a couple of them that I've taken. Actually, Christopher Reese, he was one of the very first guests on this podcast, and I was taking his Pluralsight at Security Plus. And he, you know, at the beginning of every episode, he said, hey, connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter. I asked him to be on the show, and he obliged. So, like, that's what I mean when, you know, the networking opportunities come up with this stuff. Like, it's more, you know, more than welcome. And then, you know, the other example from Pluralsight was Craig Stansberry. When I was at my previous employer, they had a Pluralsight subscription, and I was kind of making my way through Craig's CCNP security course and basically then switched jobs. And therefore, there goes my Pluralsight subscriptions. I knew I wasn't going to finish the course in time. So I reached out to him on Twitter and said, hey, like, can you help me? Like, I'm like halfway through. I really like your course, but I'm changing jobs. Can you help me out? And he gave me a 30-day code that had 30 days for free on it so I could finish the course, which I did. So, yeah, you know, so that stuff like that happens all the time. So, you know, be, I don't say unique, but be thoughtful, be engaged, and most people will just want to help you and help you succeed. So, you know, big shout out to those guys for being so cool and doing their thing. So a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people just want to see you, you know, succeed. So no secret to the sauce there. That was kind of it. Those were the big ones that we wanted to touch on. Again, you know, we're not sponsored by any of those folks, but by all means, if you want to sponsor, come talk to us for sure. But now this is just stuff that we like and just try to pass along and help you guys out to further your careers. And if you wasn't sure where to start with some of the training stuff, if all this either free or low cost, you know, that sort of thing. So give them a try and that'd be awesome. So that was kind of all we had for this week. I don't know, Kyle, you have anything to add to that?
No, I mean, just handed a bunch of different things. Maybe a certain sector's not as easy for you to pick up right off the get-go. So, you know, try a bunch of different things and see what kind of fits.
So, yeah, that was it. It's a little short one. We usually go about an hour. So a little short one this week, but now it's been great. like I said, we have some really cool guests coming up. We just got to get schedules put together. And now that I'm back from baby adjustment life, the show will be weekly again. So I know we took a couple months off so I could adjust, but we are back to the weekly schedule. Like, you'll be hearing Kyle and us quite a bit. Some more guests lined up with some more tech discussions and, you know, things of that nature. So stay tuned for that. And we'll be rocking and rolling here really soon. So get out of here for you. A little soft rebrand for us. We're now Breaking Down the Bytes podcast, and we have a new website, breakingdownthebytes.io. You can subscribe to the show right from, you know, your favorite platform, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere. Or if you just need a plain RSS feed, you can get it there as well, so you never miss a show. iTunes still doing the ratings thing, so if you could throw us a rating on iTunes, that would be awesome. That plays with the algorithm and gets us to the, you know, top of the list, or closer to the top of the list, I should say. Simply tell a friend, right? That's, you know, word of mouth is just as important in today's tech-driven world than I think some of the tech and the social stuff is. So word of mouth is always good. That helps us out too. Follow us on Twitter at Breaking Bytes Pod. We just had to rebrand a little bit, and we're still kind of getting some cobwebs out. So all of our links will be in the show notes to follow us and whatnot. And then the Discord server we have, that's one of our initiatives over the next couple of months, is to really get our Discord server up and popping. So the invite is in the show notes there as well. The survey that we have up there is still rolling. So survey in the show notes as well. If you want to tell us how good or how bad we are, we always take suggestions. So go push that button. And it's like a 10 question survey. It's completely anonymous. We don't save any of your data, any of that kind of junk. It's just questions and answers, and just tells us how we're doing and where we can improve the show on. All that is in the show notes. Go click on it and help us out a little bit. And again, thanks for joining, and we'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.